going on, Air Hustlers?
Oh my God, what happened? You tuned
in, Air Hustling 404, dopest podcast in your ears. You know what I'm saying? Episode 108.
What's going on? 108?
Hold on, yeah, I'm not even lying. Is 108? Oh yeah, for sure. 108. We got Jay Black on the Engineer Live Hip Hop Daily TV. Mr. Happening Way, Mr. Have something to say. Big Doom. Big Backwood. Big Blunt.
Backwoods today. They ain't had no red pack of Swisher Leaf in the store. Got to go original.
Right.
They only had the sweet aromatic leaves in the store. I don't fuck with them. I don't really like no taste on my blunt. I like to taste the weed, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right. You ever smoked a good time?
I know. That's going to be good time. Look like, nigga.
You never smoked them?
Man, nigga smoked good time when he first started. Like,
yeah, I used to sell them bitches
some,
in college.
I ain't used to just smoke good time, but on some... Damn, like down to that last dollar, like bruh. I ain't got that butter like a 0.8.
When I first went to school, I used to get the 3-packs on each for $1.
Come on,
going
man.
Crazy every time, racking up at the gas station, going back to the school.
Like, yeah, I'm finna goddamn
going crazy. Niggas was going crazy on.
I ain't opposed to the good time when I back then now, but right. I'm gonna get the swisher.
Right, but look, it was easy for me though, cause the folks I was with, like you know what I'm saying, it was the plug, so
they
I'm right there.
Green. Yeah.
All in one service, goddamn.
They already green.
You ain't got no car in school and shit. You ain't even got to go to the gas station. I'm right here.
Damn, Gonzaga every about to time. Lose. It's crazy.
They number goddamn one.
All brackets fucked up. Shout out to March Madness. Young nigga going crazy.
Nah, for sure. But,
when you first heard Future March Madness?
What is that, what, 14? Nah, hell
no. Look it up right
here. That was.
I think he came out at 14. I think I was at 15. I know I was out of school already. I think I was like in the hood, geeked up. I just woke up for like, bro, you heard the new Future? I'm like, hell no. Man, so I might go and roll up. I might go and sit in the whip.
Yeah, I'm playing this shit.
Nigga might sit in the whip, bro. Smoking. Nigga might just drop that motherfucker. You know, that shit build up. Man, the beat drop, niggas went crazy in the whip, bro.
But well, it came out before 56 Night.
I think it dropped before 56 Night.
But it had ended up on it.
But, bro, the shit was just so crazy. Like, I really remember the session. Like, nigga, run that shit back. Nigga, the session, like, 6 times straight. Went crazy on that motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm trying to say. Yeah, 15. You were right, Jay Black. Hell yeah, 2 times 15. I don't know.
2015. Oh, you sure. Probably was at Dillard when you first heard that bitch.
Yeah, motherfucker went crazy.
Lame ass shit, man. Them niggas don't know about Fute down there.
Nah, they really didn't, though. Until that three-peat. That's when they started fucking with Future.
Until the three-peat?
Mm-hmm. Like the Beast Mode, 56 Night shit. And then that when they started. They weren't fucking with him at all, like, before then. At all. Nigga used to tell me, man, turn that shit off. Goddamn, I used to be in the kickback trying to play that shit. Like,
oh, you going out sad.
Yeah, no, I ain't going out sad. Nah, that shit was hard to me.
Nah, like, it's hard to you. Like, of course, we going to it, but to them,
they want
to
hear
man,
Kevin
who
Gates
the hell this is, man? Yeah. Who playing this shit, man?
Right. They want to hear Kevin Gates and Lil Wayne rolling this shit. Like, I'm tired of hearing that shit.
Damn, because I can lose. Damn, fuck my bracket up. But it was fucked up at the first week.
But man, what the fuck going on, man? Big, what the hell you been up to this week?
Shit, man, you know what I'm saying? Just grinding. Maintaining and gaining, you know what I'm saying? Shit, you know? Just trying to goddamn, you know, keep it going. So everything good. Everything. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
My bracket fucked up. NFL, free agency been going crazy. They shipped Matt Ryan up out of here. Bittersweet. Like, I really fuck with Matt, though. He used to be a fuck-up, though. But Matt was, like, the best thing we had the last 5 years. No cap. Like, I can take that. He won MVP, took us to the Super Bowl. Deion was a great Falcon, but Deion ain't. He ain't had no longevity here. This man played 14 years here. And he was better more times than he was bad. Mm-hmm. Like, he was good more than bad. Like, out of 14 seasons, Matt probably was bad 5.
Oh, I see you saying compared to Deion.
Compared to him. Like, I'm saying, out of his career here in Atlanta, out of 14 seasons, Matt probably had 5 bad seasons. And it probably was good seasons, like stat-wise, but, you know, we went like 4-12, and like we had a lot of down seasons. It was like 5-1 for sure. Like, we ain't even made the playoffs a couple times on the mat. But,
right.
You know, it's a team sport at the end of the day.
Shit crazy. Shit fucking crazy, man. I got down. Man, my week was all good until yesterday, bro. I went out to eat. Bro, I done paid goddamn $30 for gratuity. Mad as hell. Turned the huncho bill to down there 150.
I don't even see why you be mad anymore, dog.
Man, like, I'm mad every time, bro.
I don't even see why you be, like, that's what's going on, bro. Like, this is what
and
they
then still
doing.
Got the nerve to ask me to tip on the goddamn thing after that. Nigga, I just paid $30 for gratuity. Why the fuck would I still tip? Fuck the fuck?
And you should still tip her.
Hell no, man, you crazy. I'm not paying $30 for gratuity and still tipping no fucking body. Gratuity is for what? Okay, your money, regardless. What the fuck you talking about? The fuck? Damn, y'all gotta take that up. Y'all gotta take that up with HR. Ain't got nothing to do. I'm not tipping if I'm paying that much in gratuity.
If I'm already paying gratuity and they putting that into your check, like, that's something that you signed up for.
Tell you, like, bruh. My shit went from 100 big. My shit was 100 to like 150 after that shit. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you can't expect no extra tip because
you can't, bro.
I just gave you a tip.
And then the tax still going on top of
that. And you basically took your tip. You telling me what I'm going to tip you, bitch. Because I could have gave you this 10.
Right.
But you want to be greedy and get 30%.
10.
Hell, like, how you going to tell me what I'm going to tip you? They're the only thing about gratuity. They tell you what to tip, like.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't be caring about it because at the end of the day, I know I just worked that bitch because I'm going to get like 12 lemonades like by the time this shit over with.
You going to
be walking back and forth. Hey, bring two at a time, right? Of fact, because I already know y'all going to get y'all till. And I need all the sauces. I'm making them folk work for that shit. Fuck all that. I be asking, hey, this ain't cooked right. You'll take it back? Yeah, right. That's what you got to start doing.
Say what?
You got to start getting your money worth because you know they're gonna charge the
but you know that but you know that's how you gauge the tip regardless about how they work.
I'm saying fuck all that.
Oh, for the gratuity, make them work for it.
When you know they're gonna get gratuity, you gotta make their ass work. Hey, I need a knife. Mine fell. Knife clean as hell. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna make their ass walk because I know gratuity coming. Like, gratuity me then, bitch. Gratuity me. Like, let me see some. You standing over there just looking, bitch. My cup been empty for 5 minutes straight.
Right.
Come fill this shit up. What you doing?
You shouldn't even have to ask for shit. They should just be
you
bringing
gonna bring me
shit.
A burger with no ketchup and then don't even bring the ketchup on the side. Like, you know I had a motherfucking burger with fries? The fuck taking you so long with that ketchup? I got fried chicken and no hot sauce. Bitch, what is you doing? Gratuity me so you can get the gratuity.
Bitch said gratuity me so you can get the gratuity.
Because it's going to come anyway. Damn. I'm telling you. You gotta prepare for it now, though.
Yeah, man. But that fucked my week up. But man, other than that,
what was you eating at?
Johnny's Chicken and Waffles. Motherfucker busting. I ain't gonna cap.
Yeah, that's a new crave.
Yeah, motherfucker good. But shit. Like, what the fuck?
New crave.
But anyway, man. So we gonna get to some goddamn 4-4 heat. We got a couple folks dropping the goddamn day. You got Denzel Curry dropping. I don't even know what the album acronym stand for.
I didn't even know he still out.
Right. Key Glock, you got Yellow Tape 2 Deluxe, Buddy, Super Ghetto, Youngin' and Kodak, it's a single, Bam. You got Nigo, I Know Nigo, and then Lotto 777 coming out. And you know I'm fucking with Lotto. Shawty Hart. She dropping.
Sound good.
Huh?
Sound good.
You ain't gonna tune in?
Yep.
Nah? You ain't gonna listen to that shit, man.
Told you not, like,
man, hell no, you ain't listening to none of that shit. But yeah, we're gonna see what she do. She been going crazy with all the goddamn freestyles she been dropping. Super Gremlin went hard. She just went over the goddamn UGK beat. Went crazy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Shawty hard. Sound good. It sound good. Like,
you just gotta hear how a song here, huh?
You gotta just hear it. You just gotta hear it. Put the music out. 12 right. O'clock, we gonna see. I ain't waiting up, though.
You just catch it in the morning, huh?
You waiting up for
hell
it?
Hell no, I ain't gonna wait up for it.
By the time you get home from here, it'd be about 12.
So I ain't gotta wait up. Usually I play shit on the way to the house.
Yeah.
But I probably won't even do that. I probably give it, you know what I'm saying? Fresh listening in the morning.
It just all depends on
who dropping.
What a nigga doing after this.
Right. That's a fact too.
Cause when you don't go straight home, by the time you on the way home, you gonna play some shit that you were just talking about. You're like, yeah, that shit is supposed to be dropping.
Right. So for some shit going on, man, you seen that they saying that Twitter finna start showing if niggas is registered sex offenders on their page.
That's great.
That's hard.
I sent it to you like it's a good move. Like it's a good move for Twitter because Twitter allows so much shit to go on. Like Twitter, like literally allow everything. Like there's no
filter on none of that shit.
No type of filter on this shit.
Quite cool. I know you've been on goddamn tuned into that Too Loud challenge.
You know it.
Boy, that's all I'm.
Goddamn. Come on, all that strong ass shit, man.
Oh, goddamn. But I seen you've been tuned into that motherfucking life.
Yeah.
Envy. That's your favorite challenge? You taking that or the silhouette challenge?
Busted.
Taking the busted challenge.
Easily. Fucking, yeah, two shots. Yeah, that motherfucker hard. I like the busted challenge. Cause they be starting off with some bullshit on it, then they drop. Boom, that motherfucker be like, ooh. Hey, don't play with her. Don't play with her. But I mean the too loud challenge is a skill. Like to clout on beat like that, that's a skill. Cause I've been seeing some hoes doing the too loud challenge and it ain't really loud. It's just like it's more wavy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I fuck with that too, though, because it's all about the motion in the ocean, maybe like the waves, you know what I'm saying? But the too loud is really where that motherfucker, is opening up. You can turn the beat off and then pop, pop. But it be some little hoe clapping that ass too, and some big girls, you know, it be all type of shit. You know, I love ass, like, that's why.
That's what gets you up in the morning.
You can be little with ass. You can be big with ass. You can be medium with ass. Like, that shit be fat in all different type of forms. And then you can be all that and have no ass. Like, and it's a sad situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, the white bitches.
Pushing pee for real, huh?
I can't even say the white bitches getting it done. Pushing pee. I like natural ass, though. Like, when it's natural with the cellulite, I know it's real.
You can spot natural versus fake in an instance like that.
Most of the time you can, but shit, I ain't gonna some of that shit be looking so real. That shit just be, but most of the time, most of the whole lead don't blend with the ass, so you already know out gate. Like,
right.
She got that ass dead, cause baby, what you doing? What you doing?
Nah, for sure.
She be looking like turkey legs.
Niggas say turkey legs. Crazy, but so we're gonna talk about this last goddamn topic since you said they always say we ain't talking about nothing for real. but I'm sure
we ain't talking about like that.
So goddamn, so I know everywhere you've been seeing about the 21-year-old who goddamn basically killed two state troopers in a pedestrian in the car crash, right? Okay. You know a little bit about it, or you just kind of seen it here and there.
I read a little bit about it. Okay, it's a little it's a crazy goddamn situation.
Right.
She definitely was on a little path down the wrong way, just based off the tweets that she had been tweeting a couple of days leading up to the shit.
But was she though?
Bro, she.
So break it down. So what you talking about?
So it was a couple tweets that she tweeted leading up to it, like. Talking about her drinking problem, like, she was just basically saying that she liked to be drunk, but she know that she got a problem type shit.
I ain't seen that one.
She ended up killing the man drunk driving.
Right.
Like, the fact that you know what I'm saying, you shouldn't be driving drunk, and then she get pulled over before she even killed him. That's what's so crazy.
She got
like,
pulled over.
She should have been going to jail then.
Right. State trooper don't never let your ass go. Like they don't play with you.
She should have been going to jail then. Like after she got pulled over, that shit should have sobered her up. She's supposed to know, like, I got to get home. I'm tripping. Like, you just got pulled over doing 110 in the 50. Like, what the hell is you doing?
Crazy.
Like, what the hell is you doing? Like, literally, crazy. Like.
Yeah. Being then, lit doing 110 in the 50 on, man, is crazy. That shit
crazy. Like, I know how I drive, so that's why I ain't sitting up here judging them, but I know for sure, like, I'm not doing that.
Right.
Like, especially when I intoxicated, man. Hey, man, nigga, no. Like, if I'm intoxicated and I got to get home, driving as safe as possible. Like, but that's why we should just encourage not even driving drunk.
Right.
Under any influence, don't do it. You're hustling for a four stamp that.
Some bullshit accident don't like that got to change your life and yeah, three other shit, folks' life. Like, that shit crazy. Like, but, like, shit, so accident. You say like, something about.
Should have been look, locked up. But you say already.
Something. Yeah, facts. It shouldn't even have happened. But you say something about the tweet, goddamn. Like, everybody was talking about how she tweeted, I'm the best drunk driver ever. Like,
yeah, she tweeted that too. That's what I'm saying. It's not, all the behavior but, leading up
yeah,
to
yeah, but. Like, bruh, how many. I'm pretty sure at least 2-3 folks in here done said that before. Anybody ever said
yeah,
that before?
Yeah, I'm not. That's
I'm
what
the
saying.
Best drunk driver ever. You ain't got to say nothing, but. I know a nigga done said that before. I done seen folks tweet it bro, all the time.
I done literally said that. Like,
I know.
I trust me
saying,
to drive drunk versus anybody
but all
else.
I'm saying is they ridiculing
not just drive
her.
Drunk, but
but look, they
to
ridiculing
make it
her like being a criminal for even saying that. Like, motherfuckers don't say that.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
but nah, that's what I'm saying.
Motherfuckers say that.
I can't
sure.
judge her because I feel that. Like, I feel where she coming from when she said that. And yep. at the end of the day, like, like we all human, like everybody done been under the influence and had to make it home or tried to make it home, and you know what I'm saying, folks done been in that same situation. Luckily they it didn't go that same way,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like
that's pretty much
plenty,
how to round
I know
it up.
Plenty of people who done wrecked and shit drunk, but they blessed to have make it home. They blessed to have not kill nobody. Like,
right,
that's why I'm saying, like, that's why we can't sit here and judge. Nobody can sit there and judge her for what happened,
right?
But
you gotta take
said,
them consequences.
That's
what,
I said,
what it is.
The other tweets, it just was a behavior, and it all just led up to one spiraling crazy ass incident. Like,
right.
the shit just crazy. Like, cause when she got pulled over doing the 110 and 50, she should have been going to jail.
Yeah,
she
yeah, that's super speed
driving again.
Yeah, bro, don't
super
state trooper,
and
bro.
Under the influence,
state trooper, oh, hell,
like,
do not play that, boy. I'm telling you, like, it don't matter.
So
you're going 20
like,
over that thing, boy, you're going straight to jail every time.
Yeah,
every time.
Well, I ain't gonna say every time. I got
nah,
couple super
over 20.
I got a couple super speed.
Over 20, nigga, you ain't go to jail. That's crazy. By yeah. state trooper, not APD.
Yeah, and I wasn't in nowhere near Atlanta.
Oh yeah. That's crazy. I ain't never heard of that one.
But, I mean, that shit just crazy incident, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. But like you said, man, you just goddamn don't encourage that shit.
Yeah, hopefully her life
all,
not
man.
Over with, but, you know
like,
what
she's going to jail for it, so like,
I mean, I know, goddamn. I know, but, you know, you just never know. Like, maybe she can get in a program. Like, you just never know. Shit happens. Like, shit, she may get a second chance. You never know. You can't judge her, bro. Like,
nah, you definitely can't judge her, but, you
only
know,
one person
you live
can
with
judge
consequences.
So, you know.
Definitely. But
at the end of the day, don't drive under the influence.
Yeah, nah.
We stamp that. We do not condone that. Get you a driver for the night, Uber, something.
Get your baby mama to pick you up, anything.
Well, it just depends on if you even talk to your baby mama that week. Because if you call her like, I need you, she's like, fuck, nigga, I ain't talked to you since, and you been. Yeah, you know she going to go crazy. Luckily, I don't be having no type of problems.
Man, this man figured out some other shit, man. But we gonna goddamn get into Mulatto Super Grim, and then we're gonna bring our personal partner on, man. He gonna kick it pie with us. And yeah, we're gonna be right back. Let's get it.
Too legit.
When we could be superstars. We've been rather wrecking
car. Yeah. Lotto,
yeah,
the biggest.
Hey, hey,
hey, hey, yeah. Never too famous to hop on these beats and remind them beat Lotto way big as it gets. Still tryna hear from a nigga, I love that switch, but fuck it, I'm burning that bridge. How could you leave me, daddy? You know I needed you, daddy. They asking what happened, but they can't imagine. I'm low-key grateful, you made me a savage. The biggest, the baddest, I ain't even capping. I'm built like a stallion, the symbol of Sagittarius. I should be DJing, I'm quick to drop me a bitch in the midst, giving beats and scratches. Got in my pop badge up for the hell of it, now I'm top 40, but y'all was just laughing. Most of these bitches be dry-hating, holding they nuts on me, cause they know I'm on they asses. Lotto got next, fuck that, I got now. can't wait too far to throw in the towel. I let bitches think to be bad down till I catch them off guard, make my rounds. I got no fear in my heart for no person, no place, or no thing like I'm a fucking noun. I told my nigga the Birkins and cars is cool, but loyalty got no amount. Don't need ghost riders or a co-signer. Cold world, so my coat designer. He could tell I grew up on Eve, on and off the dick, I'm a rough rider. Couple bitches showed me that card, so I cut them off and I declined. Got doors to open and rooms to go, had to file back like a recliner. That probably went over their heads. I'm probably somewhere on the jet. They probably don't wanna fuck with me cause they know Big Lotto a threat. I'm always on point, ain't talking in decks. Keith, I made these bitches sweat. Nah, you don't gotta ask where I'm at. I'm always on these bitches next. Damn, little bitch, you trippin'. We could've been superstars. Remember sharing clothes and cars. Now you know it's up for you. You switch like a hangman's bitch. Damn, little nigga, you trippin'. We posta been superstars. That money be the root of all. Now it ain't safe for you. You switch like the rest don't do.
Let me hear that.
Hello, Kyle Cobb here on behalf of Kyle's Kids Foundation. We are in a state of emergency here in the Atlanta area. One out of every eight people is experiencing food insecurity. Kyle's Kids Foundation has stepped up to take initiative. Ourselves, in partnership with HelloFresh and Councilman Michael Julian Bond, will deliver 1,000 meals. Come serve with us, come volunteer, come put a meal in a trunk. Your hands, your heart will make a difference. Thank you.
M.I.D. Hey. Man, what the fuck going on? We back. Air Hustling 404. What you rolling up, bitch? We got a name for it today.
Entertain ignorance.
We got a name for it today.
Yep, cherry guava gelato.
Cherry what?
Guava gelato.
Okay.
CGG.
Okay, so it's on some ice cream shit.
Shit. Tay likes ice cream too.
Show. Sure. All right, definitely. But yeah, man, we
Riz Zaddy.
No play with him. I thought it wasn't his. I thought we're having the prestige.
Real prestige.
Yeah, we prestige.
We smoking prestige weed, kid. Well, yeah. Yes, sir. Roll up that prestige.
Nah, for sure.
New strand coming.
But yeah, man, we got a special guest, personal partner, man. Goddamn, well, becoming personal, probably. Let me say that. I ain't gonna be one of them niggas be like twin, just met but goddamn, you know.
Boot ass, Nick!
For sure. Man, that boy Uno first.
What's going
in
on?
In the building,
everybody,
man. What's going
appreciate
on?
Appreciate y'all, boy, for inviting me on the show, first for of sure. All.
Definitely, man. Just let the folk, you know what I'm saying, know who you are, you know what I'm saying, which your wave, and you know, whatever
for
you
sure,
got going
sure.
on, whatever you want to pop it about.
For sure. Like you said, my name Uno first. I'm the host of Ear the Streets. Interview podcast. I'll be up interviewing upcoming artists, you know, around the city, trying to expand. That's on the way though. But yeah, I just love music, you know what I'm saying? And I can't rap, so, well, I ain't no rapper. I ain't gonna say I can't rap. I ain't no rapper. So,
sounds this. Just like me.
This,
can't
you know
rap,
what I'm saying?
Can't make beats.
Yeah.
What's another way to goddamn?
Might as well. I know so many folk that make music, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Might as well support everybody, you know what I'm saying, in a way. Everybody
you got the you got the goddamn playlist and shit, right?
Yeah.
You do it bi-monthly, right?
Yeah. I be dropping them, you know what I'm saying, the beginning of the month, for the month, before. But I just started that in January, though, like 2022. It's just an idea I had. But yeah, a lot of that shit do be like my folk shit, but, you know, I put mainstream artists in there, too. But yeah, it just be, you know, I don't like to send out music too much. Well, I do, but, you know, the folks I be talking to every day, they get tired of that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know how that shit be. So, shit, why not make a playlist and share that shit? Somebody gonna listen to it.
Right. You ever got a song that you didn't put on a playlist? Like, man, that one just not it? Or you always just showing love?
Yeah, I mean, every song I try to put on my playlist, I listen to, but, like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say that every song on there that I be fucking with. If I don't fuck with it, but I feel like somebody else gonna fuck with it, I throw it on there.
Right.
Like you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna hold nuts. Just cause I don't fuck with it don't mean
somebody else might, you different era. Yeah. Right.
So I like, sometimes I ain't gonna lie, sometimes I tell a nigga to send me the shit so I can put on my playlist and won't even listen to it. But you know what I'm saying?
Still sound just like showing the love, basically.
Yeah.
Sound like a nigga I know.
Ain't me, boy.
But it don't be intentional though. I just be listening to so much music. Oh, no, I might forget.
I can't wait not to listen to that nigga shit.
Yeah, nah, I'm gonna definitely listen to your shit for sure.
So appreciate that.
And not put it on.
Only way I'm gonna know if it's trash if I listen to it.
Yeah.
So like that, like I ain't listening to it for it to be trash, but shit, there's, I can't wait for sure.
I listen to a nigga shit and like, you know what I'm saying? If I ain't fucking with it, I tell them what I ain't fucking with. Like, yeah.
That's
yeah.
why in our era, that's what they made the button for. Facts. To skip.
Yeah.
They made the button for it to keep listening to the bullshit.
Why we don't want the radio, right?
That's
and what the radio for.
Know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Hey, yeah. Radio gonna play whatever.
That's why
got
we don't have 8 tracks.
You gotta listen to that shit. Right.
That's why we got skip button. We need to be able to get this shit up out of here. What the fuck is that?
Tell you, I always tell niggas, send me like 3 so I can. One of them got to be hard for me. You know what I'm saying? I got to fuck with personally one of them. So I don't just sound like I'm saying I ain't fucking with. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
give me a variety. But okay, yeah, these too hard to me.
For sure. So shit, that like kind of my story of how I started my podcast. If you ain't tapped in, tap in at One Ear the Streets on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? But so how y'all got into this? Like, how y'all started y'all?
Before we ask that, we gotta ask where you from.
Oh, yeah,
for sure.
Gotta get traditional.
I'm from College Park. I grew up in College Park.
Okay.
I went to middle school and high school in Cobb. I went to Lindley Middle School and Pilbara High School.
You went to what middle school?
Lindley Middle School. It's like that way. Austell, Mapleton area.
Yeah, that's
what part of College Park you from?
Who was making that commute?
Huh?
Who was making that commute?
Nah, I moved out to Cobb. Like.
Oh, I was going to say, I know you ain't still staying in College Park out there, boy.
Hell no.
Nah. Ain't no way. Nah. That's two different realities, boy. Like, going to school out there and then coming home to College Park would be crazy.
Oh, God.
Like, bro, these niggas shooting shit, niggas outside getting jumped. You going to school with white people.
Nah, hell nah, you tripping. It's parts of Cobb that get, you know what I'm saying, get like that too though.
Nah, I know, but you went to Pebblebrook, like y'all got white people and shit.
Nah, hell nah, you tripping.
Pebblebrook don't have no white people.
Nah, we not, I ain't gonna care, they got a magnet program. They got a magnet program.
This is new Pebblebrook.
When you graduated?
2016.
I graduated 2013. Yeah, they definitely had white people in 2013.
Let's say, but now Pebblebrook was always known for the women though.
Look though, they had a magnet program though. It was a lot of white people in the magnet program.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, I know it's niggas there though. Yeah, I know that show. The four used to have a little basketball squad back in the day.
Oh yeah, our shit was like, I
used to be 5 back then. I know a couple of niggas that went to Pebblebrook, played basketball and shit, but
a couple of hoes that went there for sure.
Definitely some hoes.
I ain't gonna lie, they were one of them one. Like,
I don't know.
I remember Pebblebrook being.
I don't know.
I graduated in 2012, so I don't know if it changed then, but I remember
facts. Yeah. I don't know high school. I probably was just coming to high school in 2012.
Right.
Shit, like.
Exactly.
Niggas started moving out there.
Right. Right. That shit about started changing time. Up. Started, you know, regentrifying. The motherfucker.
Moving out there.
Nah, for
they
sure.
They took over Pebblebrook.
Niggas say that took over Pebblebrook.
For sure.
Hell nah. But where specifically in College Park you from? You know, we gotta break it down for the people.
I grew up on Washington Road and you know what I'm saying, I got ties to Herschel Road too.
That's all you need to know, Washington Road. The motherfucker right there, man. Them niggas be on there on the bullshit at the store.
For sure.
Wanna give you the gag, the real bit, bro.
They gonna ask you when you go in the store, bro, and come out.
I said I'm good. Like, you finna make me mad now because you begging.
Yeah.
You begging for a sale at this point. Like, chill. I said I'm straight. You ain't gotta sell it to me. Your weed should be already hitting.
Yeah.
Like, relax.
If you gotta post up at the store, I don't want your shit.
Nigga I
want
to shot with if I'm at the store. I want to shot with a nigga that ain't said shit to
me. I don't even smoke. I don't even try to shot with a nigga at the store.
No, I'm just,
you
I'm
clearly
just,
ain't got
it,
no
it
clientele.
Came down
not no mold, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not no mold type shit, 2022.
I can't really say that, because I know some niggas that post up at the stove and they phone be being. They got niggas pulling up to
the
stove
and
shit
like
that.
But I'd rather have a plug. I could just pull up on them.
But if you just posted at the stove on a normal
that's
day.
That's what we saying. Yeah, like,
nigga,
just.
Like, yeah, you probably trying to catch
trying to catch everybody out there.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah, but I mean, they come with hustling, though.
Right.
You got
to
sell this shit.
You got to do
it be
that.
Slow someday. That phone ain't ringing shit. I'm finna go post up at the store today.
Facts.
Like, you got to change the environment. They come with hustling. They just like with the podcast. Like, then you can't keep doing the Atlanta art. We got to do other artists and shit.
Facts.
You got to treat the shit the same way. But So just to get to your question, what you had asked, we're going to pick it up right there.
For sure, for sure.
We got into podcasting just on some funny shit. Like, we just met on some funny shit at Kroger, orientation shit. And brother came with the idea, like, because I had already did online radio and shit, but that shit
you were doing really. Don't forget you were doing the IG skits.
Yeah, doing all the little IG shit. Big girl shout outs, all that type shit. Folk were hanging on me.
Boy, that boy is BBW.
Hey,
expert.
So, goddamn. the nigga done just hit me like shit, bro. You want to, you know, do the little podcast? I already came up with the name and shit, and then we just put together the logo and shit like that. And just started doing it. That was the main part, though. I'll be telling niggas, like, the main
part. Yeah, the hardest part about doing anything creatively is just to start, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah,
because at first,
I wasn't even bought all the way into it. Like, I was like, that's a good idea, but I was just like, shit, bro, like, it's cool. But now I'm all the way invested in this shit 100%. Like,
yeah.
Do what a nigga do. Like, push your pod.
Nah, for sure. Don't but so goddamn. let's just start here. So we all got them in that lane, you know what I'm saying? That's profitable and shit like that, right? So if y'all
what's
not
profitable?
What you mean? The media, the industry, rap business.
Oh, I thought you
were
talking about the dope game. My bad.
I ain't associated with the
dope
game.
My bad. My bad.
Okay. Shit. Edit that out. trim.
Say, he just told me that trim.
Don't listen to that, man. but goddamn, what you call it? You know what I'm saying? We all obviously.
Push peas.
Let that breathe. So I know exactly where to cut this motherfucker at and let it breathe. But goddamn, so it's been some rumblings and shit about, you know, certain artists going on. Like, so when y'all get on, do y'all think it's a minimum amount of money you got to give to your partners or your folks, like, that's came up with you? One of my niggas already said, hell yeah. Damn, big bro. What's up, little bro?
I don't feel like
my folks. That nigga say, hell yeah.
I don't feel like, you know what I'm saying, like you owe that to them, but me just being who I am, like, I know what my partners do for me, like, on a day-to-day basis. So
right.
If I ever was to go up on some, like, major shit, of course I'm going to look out, because I know, like, and it wouldn't even have to be, like, just giving them some money. Like, whatever, you know what I'm saying, like, my partner, he trying, you know what I'm saying, we trying to push him to rap. He
right.
just don't have, you know what I'm saying, everything going on. I invest into that shit, like, or just anything, like,
yeah.
He ain't got to be just, oh, here go, you know what I'm saying. I invest into some shit, but that's just me though. Like you don't necessarily owe nobody nothing, cause at the end of the day, like whatever happened for you, you made that shit happen.
Facts. Right. But what that boy say, if you're gonna claim with bro, no claim, you gotta provide them, right? Like, did just for as far
so how
like
much you
rapping.
Give him? How much you give him?
Rapture. Like he said,
if we got a check right now, 30 KLPs, you get your whole 30 untaxed, you get 30.
After tax, all that, 30.
Yeah. What you gonna get, little bro?
Shit. I'm trying to think.
Five Beanos.
I mean, shit, if you giving multiple niggas five Beanos, your 30 already damn near gone. So it ain't nothing.
Yeah,
what the
facts,
fuck?
Facts. Nah, that's why I said little bro. I just named one bro.
Oh, one
yeah,
nigga.
I did one bro.
I was
you know,
gonna
you
say,
got,
like.
You got a lot. Like, you need.
Right. Like, you know how many niggas you gotta goddamn.
Once
but we
go. You gotta invest it first.
Right. Or I'm gonna give big bro that and he gonna. Make that to some more,
yeah.
And then, you know what I'm saying, kick me back what I gave him again with, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's all about being able to flip it, whatever we got going on, helping me reinvest the shit we're going on, like, you know, me and my brother, we got the cargo business going on and shit like that, the vending machine, like, we reinvesting shit. So
yeah.
All that shit is going to come back regardless. That's just really money to go into that shit.
For sure.
You see what I'm saying? But as far as, like, how I was really saying it was like, because they say like rappers and shit, it was more so kind of geared towards rappers. Like, they got them, they go
like,
up.
That type of shit, like, if you really like grew up in your hood type shit, and
right.
like you cool with everybody, but you know what I'm saying? You know how you can be cool with everybody, but you got your main you
niggas that you really fuck with.
You know what I'm saying? Of course, it's gonna be some folk that feel like, oh, he looking out for, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He ain't doing this, you know, but. Shit, folks just gonna feel like that. Like, at the end of the day, you can't even worry about what you know what I'm saying? Whoever
right.
whoever feel, whatever.
I can't just I can't just goddamn just give you nothing if you didn't help.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
on the way to
Jack, we grew up in the same neighborhood. Right. We was cool and shit. Don't mean you, you know what I'm saying, contributed.
You entitled to any of that, right?
Like, Jack, you know what I'm saying? You was just somebody that grew up in the neighborhood. You ain't my, like, you know what I'm saying? You ain't
it's
my
partner. It's a lot of niggas
like,
that ain't never reposted and never.
Exactly.
You know what I'm
like,
saying? They never contributed toward then. But you think I'm going to give you the free tickets to the first show? Like.
Yeah, like.
Hell no. Nah. Like, I got partners that done really helped. That done really put shit in and help. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, they would be the first ones.
And they going to be like, with you when the shit go up. Like, they going to be right
out,
with you.
You got to
look
out for fam, like. So it just be a
and
lot,
that's
a, like,
and that's another thing, like, yeah, partners for sure, but, like, you just got the family, like, you right. got to get them straight, scoop, right. man.
That's the thing, though. Yeah. That's the thing, like, that's why I said, like, because I got six, like, my mama got six kids, so I got five siblings. Like, of course, I'm going to look out for every one of them first, exactly. plus my dukes and exactly. shit, like, you know what I'm saying? So it, like.
That first one, I'll talk, like. You know,
it might be some time.
Her.
It might be some. It might be some. Yeah, like,
you can't
exactly.
You got. Like, this
all. It exactly. So it be a lot of time. Nick can't even. Nick can't even look at how they really want to. Like,
right.
nigga be wanting to do. You know what I'm saying? If it came down to it, if I got $1 million right now and I can feed everybody around me, shit, hell yeah. But shit don't work like that.
Yeah, it's not even how a meal works. That's only 500.
If a motherfucker around me was to trip about some money, then that shit would be crazy to me. But. At the end of the day, like, we already know, like, money changed the people around you.
Most definitely.
More so than it changed you. Like, a lot of niggas probably do change.
Right.
It probably do boost their ego and shit, but a lot of motherfuckers around you change.
Another thing is, though, from the other side, like, don't say you doing that, you're not doing that. Don't say you paying bonds, you goddamn paying for fees.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, though. You know what I'm saying?
If you rapping about it,
yeah, if you're doing that,
you
know what I'm saying? Then yeah, that's where the goddamn disconnect come in at. But if you just, you know what I'm saying, if you actually doing that shit for your main folks and you saying the shit and somebody else on the outside of your circle just feel
some type
like
way, right?
That's just what it is. Like
yeah.
Nah, for sure.
But at the end of the day, your old motherfucking name.
Exactly.
I dropped my nuts on the nigga so quick, like, bitch, what? You said do what? But you know, that's why I be trying to just work on myself because I know where I take it to.
Facts.
Like, don't try me. What the boy say, don't try me. Try Jesus.
So, is it goddamn, I'm gonna just switch it a little bit. Is it lame to either one of y'all to ask a girl who she was fucking on while y'all was on break?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Or prior.
Only
way you ask that question, I don't know. Like, there's really no way you can ask the question, because if you already, I was going to say, if you got proof, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if a nigga came to you, like, I fucked your hoe, and so you can just be like, you fucked that nigga, like, but that's all, like, I can't see myself, like, so, shit, when we got down, when we went fucking around, who was you fucking?
Sounds crazy to say, huh?
Yeah, that shit.
Like, what the fuck? I just said we weren't fucking around, but I still want to know who you were fucking. That shit ain't my concern, really.
But what if you want to know? Like, what if you curious?
Why would I
want
to know?
Some people just be like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Would you
want to know? Me personally, nah. Hell nah. It wouldn't matter at that point.
That's why I said it wouldn't matter.
But I understand how somebody would want to, like, what if you run into the nigga, like, you know what I'm
saying?
Like,
be with her.
I'm saying that ain't gonna change. Finding out just gonna make it work.
I'm gonna take you back.
Yeah, that's not gonna make me want to. If I find, I'm like, damn.
But be honest though, like, nigga like me wouldn't care because I know we on a break or whatever. I'm gonna do what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I'm already thinking.
I feel like y'all niggas capping though.
I'm already
y'all saying that, but I really feel like y'all niggas would definitely be asking, like, man, you sure you ain't fuck that nigga? Like,
man,
I can see it in both of y'all. I ain't gonna cap.
That's crazy.
I can see it in y'all, bro. I ain't even gonna cap.
You said you see that in me?
I see it in both of y'all, bitch. I ain't gonna cap, like.
Nigga might not know who I am, man.
Y'all acting like y'all so player, so cool, like.
Nah, I ain't
so
gonna say
P,
all,
like,
I'm not gonna say all that.
The mics ain't here, y'all. This is a safe place. Like,
it's not even about being player for me, bro. It's just about,
it's just like,
I literally do not give a fuck.
That shit don't matter, like, bro. If y'all wasn't, you know what I'm saying? If y'all wasn't fucking with each other and y'all just happened to start fucking back with each other, it don't even matter. Like, obviously,
not
it don't matter.
Add, like,
no,
you,
not who.
You're
not, no,
even,
I'm not gonna.
You gonna add, was you doing that?
No. I'm already assuming that anyway.
Right.
I'm gonna be honest.
You ain't even ask. You not even gonna ask. Was you doing that, bitch?
You said what?
You not even gonna ask. Was you doing that? Like, the hell you had going on? Like,
why would I?
Well, y'all I asking like, why would I? Nah, bro.
You keep talking about it's us. It's really
nah,
you.
It ain't me.
It's really you. Like, yeah, you want to
be cussing
niggas.
Some shit
out. Nah, that ain't me.
Nah, it's you.
Nah,
it's
that ain't good. Me. Yeah, nah.
Done one of them. Yeah. You finna down there beat the bitch up.
To find out what the fuck going on.
Down there finna beat the bitch up. Like, you said you were fucking a who? Hell no. That lame ass nigga. What do you think? He can't do it like I do it. Yeah, that's you. He can't fuck you like I fuck you.
Hell
that's some
nah,
lame
that
ass
me.
Shit to say, like, what that nigga fucked you
I
like
can't
I
even
did?
Fix my, I
bro,
can't even fix my
shit,
word. I can't even fix my lip to say that
that's
shit.
That's even more lame than asking, like, to tell your bitch, like, did that nigga fuck you like I, like, what? Like, yeah. Niggas really say that, though.
I mean, that's an ego thing, though, bitch.
Bro, that is dumb to say.
Yeah, it's dumb as fuck, but like, in the moment, a nigga, bro, nigga gonna be hurt. Nigga gonna, like, you found
moment.
Out. Bro,
he done been in that
nah,
moment.
Hell, nah,
he
nah, 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 because I ain't never went back like that, so I ain't never been in that moment. But cap. I ain't never went back like that, so I ain't never even had the option to be in that moment. So what I'm saying is, bro,
he fucked you better than me.
So y'all don't know no nigga that I'll never do that.
I ain't gonna say I don't know no.
That's what I'm saying. So we make it seem like it ain't happening. You right?
I'm asking you.
I said no. I ain't never been in that position to even have to do that. Like personally, tell you, I ain't never took no break. A break is just over with. Like I don't do that. Tell you, if it was a break, we were never really on for real.
For sure.
Saying.
I smell cap.
I'm just telling you, bitch. Just telling you. What the hell we got in there, man?
Hey, but you told me to come with some music topic though.
Okay.
So I had a question for y'all earlier. So you know how it's like certain artists around the city that the city feel like ain't appreciated, like niggas like Schoolie, Boot, you know what I'm saying, Shotty God, niggas like that. Where y'all think them folk went wrong? Or not even went wrong, like where you think, you know what I'm saying?
It just disconnect from us growing up to us being kids, basically. Like, some niggas ain't make that transition over from the swag era and shit.
Or like, some tried and it wasn't the same. Like, they had their time, literally. Like, I feel like
music changed. Niggas got Shreeder. Nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like,
the whole, right.
This shit started changing, like.
Literally.
They had their flowers, though, when shit was going off.
Yeah.
But niggas that grew up. Like
you said, time change or the nigga that you think supposed to be bigger one dropping
me personally,
enough, or they was in fucked up.
Me deal, personally, like, speaking on Schoolie, like I feel like bro, just he don't know what lane he want to be in for real, and it just you just got niggas like some people fuck with him, like the hoes fuck with his music, but then he'll try to come back with the street shit, the rapping shit, and you know what I'm saying. He's still trying to get that type of crowd too, so it's just pick your lane, like. He could have stayed on some singer shit,
like,
bend over R&B shit, all
shit.
That.
You also want to
went that
be
way.
In one lane. You gotta
I mean,
be
yeah, you
want
to be versatile, like, but it's just like
have
you,
sound.
You gotta just go on and what's gonna go on and get you there. Like he should have just went ahead and took off, like with the pop off and shit like that. Like I thought that last shit was gonna do something. Like I thought he was gonna finally jump into that mainstream, but you know,
I mean,
he ain't get all the way down.
Yeah.
But
then
coming
you gotta be
from
consistent
where he come
too.
From, yeah, that too.
Yeah,
you gotta
they,
be
yeah.
consistent because if you're not consistent,
them folks
gonna
got
like,
older, start
nigga
dropping
forget about
shit.
You.
Yeah,
nigga forget about you so quick. Like you ain't dropped in once a year, nigga gonna forget about you because it's so much new shit. And then, like you said, the music already changes. So like all your fans is really hanging on from like your last sound, and you still trying to refine yourself and shit like that. So all that shit, goddamn, gotta like all that shit play a part for real. All that shit. But that's why a lot of them niggas that we did grow up on, like, a lot of them didn't transition with us. We still would play that old shit. And I still listen to some of the Schoolie new shit, just him individually. But, like, that shit don't be the same all the time.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of people who didn't really transition. They just, like, I seen niggas who talk about a post, like, Rich Homie Coin manager talk about he not a one-hit wonder. Coin not a one-hit wonder.
He not.
No,
that nigga had hits. Like, he was going crazy, him and Thug together, him by himself, like,
sure,
before
he
even got with Rich Game. Like, some type of way, like, bro, that whole still going in.
What is it?
Autumn Tate, yeah.
Was crazy.
I saw that magic and Onyx. You can't judge her.
That was in that whole shit going in mixtape was crazy, bro. Like, I never forget we had Grady goddamn in the workout when he first dropped that motherfucker. Nigga, Coach ain't never let us listen to no music on the speaker. Everybody like, but nah, we gotta live to this motherfucker, Coach. You gotta play this motherfucker, nigga. Play it, speak. We play that motherfucker the whole tape through. Like, we ain't never listened to music lifting weight, but that tape, they let her do it. Like, it was just like that motherfucker was hard. Like, right. And the shit after that, the get the fuck out my face. Ooh, that shit was a hit. That's when he lost it. He stayed there too long.
Sometimes that ain't worth it.
They start putting him on tour with Soulja Boy and shit.
Right.
Like, you're dancing, nigga. That happened, what his name, Block Boy. When he did that, yeah, shoot, it was over with.
Being a dance rapper is the worst. Yeah. It's hard as hell to get out that shit.
Exactly.
But
as far as niggas in the city, like, shit, I feel like niggas definitely got their credit when it was their time. But, but Shut God probably have been the most slept on out of the whole time, though.
What do you mean?
Like, over the whole time he been rapping, she probably one of the most slept on out of the air.
I thought you said slept on.
Nah, slept on.
Yeah, I fuck with bro. But, you know, yeah. I'm from the South, so.
Bro, go hard.
You know what I'm saying? What bro about y'all hard. Y'all fuck with that boy Cinco? Johnny Cinco?
Cinco?
I was never really into Cinco. Yeah,
I was gonna say real. Cinco. I feel like Cinco had his time. Like,
he did.
I feel like he had his
still
time.
Hard though. Like, I still,
yeah, niggas still listen to Cinco right now.
I see everybody
right
excited
now,
for that. Was it Cinco Drake or Drake something too?
Hood Drake.
Yeah, the Hood Drake. I think he on like three now.
Yeah, I think he on the third one.
Yeah, he.
The first one. Yeah, the first one dropped 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, like I said, I ain't never really got down been into Cinco for real.
Nah, bro, tough.
He tough?
Yeah.
Missing back, but a lot of them niggas just got a goddamn time.
They gave her all your nigga money. They gave her all your nigga money.
Yeah.
Woo.
Nigga don't want
to
hit that
boy
now.
Went crazy on that one, though. Yeah. Yeah, I know you used to listen to Cinco. Yeah, I know.
Nah, for sure. What we got there, bitch?
So. So I want to know, like, us being media and shit, how long y'all think that social media and shit even going to last? Like, how long y'all think that shit going to go?
I think it's going to be around for a long-ass time. Like, because, like, everything
I ain't
gonna
lie,
going
this
digital.
Shit getting burnt out.
It is, but
they keep deleting my man's page and shit.
This shit not getting burnt out.
But I'm saying, though, bro, folks going to keep using that
right.
shit. You see,
this
folk,
shit not
like,
getting
a nigga's
out,
page
bro.
Get deleted,
gonna
he going to make, you know what I'm saying, go right back and make a
new
one.
Nah, I say that because I be seeing a lot of people that, like, a lot of people be being depressed off watching social media and shit. Like, and you know, it be a lot of shit going on. Like, every day you wake up, somebody dead. Like, another RIP post on the gram every single day. Like,
but just like, but think about this shit though. The same time all that shit going on Instagram or somebody else timeline, they got all the shit they want to see. Like, so it like, yeah. That shit ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying? That shit ain't gonna go nowhere because folks still getting what they want.
I feel
evolve,
like that shit,
bro.
The new news, like, folks don't even watch the news no more. They just watch the socials.
God, I mean, shit, that's the quickest way to get your information. Like, think about it. When artists or anybody got, even us, like, when we got something to drop, promo, niggas ain't going to 106 Park. Niggas ain't going to BET. Niggas ain't going to MTV.
Niggas ain't even
like,
watching,
niggas just posting
niggas
that shit on Instagram.
Cable TV no more, like.
Right. I just told you, I ain't even got cable. I got nothing but streaming services.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, niggas ain't even watching. So all that shit on TV don't even matter.
Nah, streaming services add up once you pay for them, for real. But you don't.
Yeah,
but
you
the wig. You just pay for Wi-Fi.
What you talking about? Not paying for those at all.
I know somebody talking about they pay like $450 in streaming services bills. I'm like, how many do you got?
What the fuck?
They
got
a problem.
They getting,
like,
they got premium shit.
You ain't watching that much.
They ordering extra shit.
Not watching that much.
No way, $450?
Bro, no way you watching all them streaming services.
Yeah, like.
They got everything,
even
though.
If you watch that and then you get the goddamn,
like,
the,
they got
the ad free shit, that still don't sign no $450. What the fuck?
They got,
man,
the deluxe
got
package on everything.
Yeah, niggas said they got. With the
but you
got to
think, it's a whole bunch of streaming.
They got
services,
like NFL packages.
It's a whole bunch of streaming
shit,
services.
All them
NBA
shit.
And shit.
All
yeah,
them
shit.
Yeah,
they got CBS. Though. Like, they, you know, every channel having their own streaming service now.
And you got to, if you don't got cable, you got to sign up for the little profile type shit. So,
right. And I remember goddamn when that shit first started, I used to goddamn. Make a new account every 30 days. So I had to pay for that shit.
Damn.
That's crazy. How many emails do you have? Like, what the fuck? How many emails you got? You keep me remaking them off of, like,
10 of them bitches. Keep doing. I got like 10 of them balls.
I did that shit. I did that shit to catch up on power. Like,
that's all you gonna watch.
Cause I was like goddamn like behind like four seasons. And the stars, seasons. You know, the stars.
I probably
like
never would have watched this shit.
The stars give you. I ain't had shit to do. I ain't gonna care.
Right.
Like, shit else to do. So stars, goddamn shit, give you 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, shit.
Free. Check run that bitch up, right? Keep goddamn
run that bitch up.
Recycling them hoes for sure. Yeah.
All right.
So, switch it up a little bit. What is a profession? What is a profession that you wouldn't date? Like, what is something that a female do as a job or whatever? How she get her money that you would not date?
I seen that shit on
date,
the timeline, like, the other day. I already answered stripper. That shit though. Yeah, stripper or dancer. That's my first. Like, that my first.
No, I'm sorry.
You
dancer.
Wouldn't date no stripper?
No, I wouldn't date no dancer. We talking about me, right?
Yeah.
Like, not like a bad person. I ain't saying nothing wrong with
it. That's the thing. Why not?
I ain't dating no dancer, no sex worker. not doing no. I'm just naming them. I cannot do it. Listen,
you asked that no question. Shoe, though, like,
no dancer. I ain't doing no sex worker. I ain't doing. Now I'm finna sound trash. Can't be at goddamn Wendy's and McDonald's.
Care.
Unless you the real big supervisor. I'm in a relationship now, but goddamn, unless you ain't no goddamn, you ain't the manager. Can't do you. Goddamn. That's about it for you.
That's crazy. That's about basically, it. You can't be fucking nobody that's fucking around.
That's how you look at it. I mean,
basically everything you name.
Everybody fuck around. So, I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
The whole
like,
doing, it don't
this
matter.
Bitch could be working at McDonald's and being a sex worker. You would never know.
I just said, but she a sex worker.
No, but you don't know she a sex worker is what I'm saying. This whole selling pussy out of McDonald's. That's what I'm trying to
out
tell you.
Box, huh?
That's what I'm trying to that's tell
nasty.
You. That's what they doing. Like,
that's nasty.
Bitch can text a nigga like, yeah, I need woo woo woo. He tell her come through tonight. You think she working the late night shift.
But that wasn't the question. You asked me what profession I ain't dating. So I ain't
nothing
nah, I
but
do
I'm
about
just,
that.
No, I'm just saying, because you said, you said anybody could be, you said anybody could be fucking around.
Right.
And then I'm just letting you know, anybody could be fucking
right.
around.
But to your question, I can't do dancer, sex worker, or somebody working at fast food.
Somebody working at fast food?
Yeah.
Oh shit, you picky.
Damn,
we're wrong
nigga,
with fast
picky.
Food.
That's crazy.
We're wrong with fast food.
You gotta think about this shit though, bro. Like bitches who work at fast
they
food. They
paid $12
home,
an hour
with attitude every night. Like they coming home with attitude every night. Especially if they work the night shift, bro.
I'm not doing that. I'm not that's doing great. That. You fuck with it? What's your name?
I already said them my
strippers
only two
and dancers,
like, strippers
that's
and dancers.
It.
If I if the
so you don't
fuck with if she fucking at, if she working at the fast food line, I'm probably not, you know what I'm saying? I probably wouldn't even put her anywhere.
So y'all ain't never went through the drive thru and seen no fine
that. We ain't say that.
You said dating.
I'm
you
saying
dating.
Like
yeah,
so you
nigga,
ain't never
that was back then. I'm talking about now. Like,
oh, so even
that.
So even now you pull up the Zaxby's, they bitch bad in here.
I'm probably
yeah,
not
no,
of course,
first,
of course
you
in a relationship.
So no. Like them hoes be young as hell
yeah,
working at fast food.
Yeah, bro, you know who be grown. You know who be grown. The hell is
he's
probably
I'm
16. He ain't even trying to see.
At the triple, nope. 16.
He ain't even trying to see.
Not going nah.
He like
you might have
that.
An older manager come. That's cool, but nah, not me.
Yeah, I feel you.
Not me.
I don't know. I can't really say. I can't really say.
So there's no fish like.
I can't knock nobody, man. Get your money, honey.
Damn, man, trying to turn that to that. That's crazy.
Get your money,
but
honey.
Name one. You got a name, son. Like, janitor, what? Cafeteria lady.
Oh, no, bro. She,
I'm asking, like.
Yeah, she look good enough,
lawyer,
bro.
Like,
I don't give
you
a fuck
doing.
What she do, bro.
You fucking with 12? You would date somebody that's 12?
Yeah, for sure. I for sure would date the police officer. What the fuck? Right.
I just seen a fine-ass police officer
on my Instagram.
I don't see no issue with that.
I was like, damn, right. This bitch is a fine-ass cop. Can't wait for her to pull me over. What the hell? She fine as hell. I don't ever see no pretty police. I be like, it be a dude or an ugly bitch. Like, what the fuck? Like, not that I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? But it just like, damn, like, why this bitch can't look
can't
good?
Can't wait to hear Mrs. Officer. Every time.
Yeah, you know how that shit go. But I don't know. I really can't, like, you know what I'm saying? So.
Damn, so nigga standards really low. Like, because if you was to ask women this shit, boy, they would have knocked down so many different goddamn jobs. Like.
He can't, but nah, I
nigga
mean,
can't be no teacher.
It'd be crazy
be
because
goddamn.
They would name this shit and be fucking on a nigga just like that.
Yeah, facts though. Yeah, like, literally. Niggas not
like,
we
not.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, no not, like, we not capping female be like,
but they say a job. They don't never say a nigga not with a job because they'll fuck with a nigga without a job.
They definitely will.
If you're working at women,
they'll fuck with a nigga without no motion. See, that's my whole thing. Like, you just got to be having some motion going on. Like, I can't really knock what you got going on, but. As far as dating, like seriously dating, I probably wouldn't date nobody in the strip club and shit. Cause that's a different type of nightlife, and that's a different type of life when you dating and shit. Though,
what about an OnlyFans?
That's a different type of life when you dating.
Like she make content.
That's a different. That's a different type of life. That's a different type of life for when you're dating.
What?
Now, if this just a bitch I fuck with,
talking about
like,
no, we ain't talking
about
that.
That's what I'm saying. As far as dating.
What you mean without you? You let, you know what I'm saying? You let your whole.
No, I'm saying she's only fucking. Like,
she getting fucked for real.
Without you, like, you met her like that.
She booked. She getting booked and shit. She going to different cities.
I'm
she like,
not
Houston, I'm here.
She booked.
Definitely
I'll
not
be here from
that.
Such and such till Friday.
Yeah.
That what the hoe be posting when they touch down. The one they be posting. Yeah, they. All content creators and hit me DM.
I'm saying, you let your hoe do that?
Hell no. What the fuck? Yeah, no, I can't do no sex worker.
Okay.
And no dancer. Yeah. I'm not strong enough for that shit.
Listen, bro, I don't knock the hustle.
I don't knock it at all.
Yeah, make
hard.
Your money, but you, yeah, the, to answer the do question you? Though, nigga, not doing. Like, yeah. I'm not. Because
it's like, what are we dating for? We dating to be serious, right? Like. Yeah. I can't take you serious when I see you just post.
I can't take you serious and I see niggas throwing money at your head hard as hell. Like,
yeah.
I can't do it. It's not for me.
I can't do it. It's nigga making it rain on my bitch.
Damn, you can't.
And you go to a regular job.
She gonna win.
She gonna look at you different.
The fuck?
She like, yeah. I love him though. It's just a personality.
He got an office job.
An office job.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I say
I got a match.
For me, that's not something that's in my dating path. Like, cause bro, like now if I was a nigga like just, you know what I'm saying, like I'm probably promoting the clubs and shit like that, then maybe. Like I wouldn't cause you know what I'm saying, we both in the same lifestyle, like I know what's going on. And that don't necessarily mean that she even fucking with other niggas because she's stripping shit.
No, I'm just saying,
like, she just shake her ass.
Right.
That's all. She just shake her ass. These hoes do that on the ground for free.
I don't want my girl doing that, though, in front of everybody.
These hoes doing that on the ground for free.
Facts. I don't want that neither. Personally.
Oh, you don't want nobody to shake her ass on the ground?
I don't want mine shaking ass on the ground.
So you ain't cuffing nobody that's shaking ass on the ground?
Don't want mine.
Even when they with their friends at Mimosa.
That's different.
Ed Brunch.
I'm talking bare ass on the ground. Don't want that. Fuck what you talking about. You're not finna trip me. I don't want no. Personally, ain't nothing wrong with it. I salute it. I even support it.
Not bare doing ass, it. Though.
Not me. Not coming home with me. Personally.
He's somebody not bare ass.
No bare ass. Like, what about you?
What the hell, no?
Oh, you ain't cuffing nobody. They just dance.
But
it's
plenty
ground.
Of niggas out there. Nah,
she don't
though.
Even.
Like,
she don't
like,
even.
Nah,
even
look, I get what you're saying, though, bitch. Like,
she don't
she
even.
She out with her friends and shit,
like,
and they record
cool.
her.
That
but if
cool.
she if she posting a twerk video every day, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then that's a, you know what I'm saying? That's definitely a problem.
To even stand up for them, like, them doing that, they're not looking for me. So that's cool. We don't never cross paths.
Yeah.
Y'all doing that, y'all not even looking for a nigga like me. Like, so it ain't never no issue. You know what I'm saying?
So.
You looking for a different type of nigga, so. Yeah, it never happened.
Shit, it is what it is.
It never fucking happened.
So, damn, man. Speaking of sex workers, so, like, y'all saying that y'all went fuck nobody in their lane. But if society, we ain't gonna say we, because I don't know about we.
That's all.
If society says that you're a hoe for sleeping for money, for sleeping with folks for money, right? Then what do we call the bitches that do it for free? Stupid.
Hell nah. Not stupid.
Nah, I can't say that.
Man, ain't shouldn't no transaction be made when it comes to sex. You should just be able to fuck.
Because it's a mutual right. thing. Like, we both benefiting.
Right. It's literally just fucking. Sure, it's a mutual thing. Nigga always want to put money and all that nigga shit. DMX. To this shit, man. Like, come on, man. Stop doing that.
So
that shit don't mean nothing. Just because you fucking don't mean you deserve to goddamn be that nigga gotta pay for shit.
Yeah.
Hell no. Nah. This ain't no service. Bitch. We both getting something. Well, but if you fucking with the right nigga, you gonna get your nut with goddamn. That's a whole nother story.
So see, you that, feel like nobody should ever like, charge for pussy.
See, the thing be about the principle of the shit. Like, if a nigga, you know what I'm saying, if a nigga fucking you multiple times, like, if he a real nigga, he gonna look out anyway, like. You know what I'm saying? When he's, you know what I'm saying? When he see the need to type shit. So, like, it's like.
Can't really say that, brother. Can't really say that.
I mean, but I'm looking out more.
I'm a real nigga.
I'm saying, though.
Look, I'm looking out
that
more.
That, though,
hey. With you, not
that's what I'm saying.
Like, hey, hold on, hold on. No, when okay, I go okay, work okay, these 42 hours a week,
but I'm saying,
I put that work in. So, sure. Ain't no. I don't give a fuck what the need is over there. I got needs over here.
For sure. I'm saying,
like, somebody real fuck, nigga when he see that, he going, hey, I fuck with you. I be wanting to. But hey, this I can't do that this week. I ain't get overtime. Like that, I ain't got that little extra. I pay bills.
But what he's saying is like, you do it when you can.
No, I'm saying I understand. But it's just like, because I had to say that because people be feeling like you supposed to do that.
Yeah, nah.
Because you fuck like, with me. You see I got this going on. Bitch, you don't know what I got going over here. It didn't look like this.
Women love to say that, but they think we got more money before we get on it. Like, damn, that nigga broke.
That's why you can't flaunt money to get no bitch. That's why niggas be putting that shit on the ground. No.
You never flaunt no type of money.
No. Bitch think Doom broke. For all she knows, she don't know what he got going on.
You got one? I hate when niggas I always flexing, say no to some bro, shit,
bro. I ain't the flexing type of nigga anyway, though.
We bro. Know I'm what you used to no do, though.
I ain't never had that type of money.
That's
be
what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm going to keep it real. I ain't never had no money, like, you know what I'm saying, to even flex for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like if you flexing, like, that bro, shit got
even when I done had it, I'm not doing it. Even when I have money, I'm not doing it. I keep money on my card. We can flex, ho. Like, I can show you this account. But that motherfucker might be on zero in a couple of days. You just never motherfucking know. Like, I live like that. Like, that shit might be negative next week. You just never fucking know.
That's life, though.
But that motherfucker gonna be loaded in 3 days. You just never know. Like,
up and down.
You just never motherfucking know. Like, because I'm a firm believer in. Swipe that shit. Like, when there ain't no more fun, shit, it is what it is. But I know how to get some more.
Facts.
Right.
Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, know why money, like, niggas be taking money to, like, and they want to hoard it. And, like, it's cool to put it up. Like, you always want to have something. Like, I got some shit that, you know. But that's for when I need it.
Right.
But just every day, just like,
money.
Bro, like, it could be gone tomorrow. Well, who gonna get that? Motherfucker gonna be sending that account.
Thanks.
Folks gonna come collect that. This shit over with. Once you go, shit, the money can't go with you. Like, I don't give a fuck about money for real. Like, I just care about money enough to make sure shit around me get done. Like, you gotta pay your bills. Like, you gotta care enough to get them bills paid. Like, cause I know some nigga that be like, man, fuck it. Man, fuck this shit. You gonna, like, bro, you just not gonna pay your light bill? Man, y'all be sitting in the dark, my boy. Like, what the hell you talking about? Shit, bro, it just is what it is, bro. Shit.
Nah, hell nah. It ain't needed.
You trying to go to Oak?
Shit, nigga be in the club, don't need to pay their rent.
That's hell.
No cap.
That's hell.
You think we got some niggas in the audience like that done did that?
I don't know. Niggas in the audience, y'all done did that?
Man, see, niggas, that's what I'm saying. Everything we had, niggas ain't never did, but.
Nah, I pretty much.
I don't even know a nigga like.
This is some wild shit we asking, though. Like,
you know? Niggas said that is some wild shit.
Nigga ain't gonna be like, hey, I ain't gonna need lie, bro. I was just in opium last night and goddamn.
I just took my car.
I got a section. I was in that motherfucking flex. He got a section. I was in there with a little hoe and shit.
Went home,
my
lights went cut on.
Right.
Nigga,
they repoed the car right
nigga
outside.
Couldn't
the
even
club,
make like. It home. Nigga.
We all done been a little irresponsible with our money. It's okay, y'all.
It's like, taking $50-$60 to fill up a tank.
I'm telling you, like, this shit ain't cheap, man.
Niggas, but shit, it's some niggas out here that that's literally having free paper. Like, literally, they can do that. Like, that shit be, I be like, well, I salute that nigga right there. Well, he got down.
Do nothing but salute that shit.
Like, I salute it. Like, a nigga, do, hey, man. But how I'm finna play over here, a little different. Yeah. A little lighter. But it's for me, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's work. All it be that at the end work. Of the day. Yeah. Whatever worked for you, like, you know. That's but, done. You definitely look like one of them niggas.
Yeah.
I hear you, yeah, baby. I took you out. I got down.
I'm listening.
Yeah, you be flexing like that, nah, to the hoes.
I don't. I'm telling you, that might be my lane. See, I keep it all on the card.
He to my nigga say no to everything. He over here capping.
I ain't selling no whole no dream, man. I ain't doing that. Cause when you get with me, you gonna see how you got it. So it's gonna be dumb in here, like.
So is y'all willing to pay for the pussy up front versus paying to take the hoe out and getting to know her? And
not paying for pussy.
You may not get the chance to fuck that night. Now we know what he doing.
Yeah, we know what Scoop doing. He
know what I'm Scoop paying. Doing.
What's the deposit? What's the cash?
So look, so this the question.
What's the cash app?
So this the question, Scoop.
I mean that will take away the confusion.
Okay,
though.
That's what I'm talking about.
So look,
niggas,
this the
let's
question.
Get real.
Let me get the question right. So boom. A nigga got down. You know, you see a little bad bitch, but usually you would take a girl out. You know, take her on a date. How much a date is in Atlanta? Like, it depends on where you take her. Let's just say y'all go to a little lounge or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
You got to pay for park. You got to pay to get in, probably, if it ain't the free spot. You know, the little hookah lounge, because you got to pay for some hookah lounge.
Oh, a bar. You got to pay for bars for the most
part. Yeah, the bars. Yeah. Okay, so you pay for parking.
Yeah.
You get in free. Okay, boom. You got to pay for the hookah.
Could be anywhere between 30 to 60. My dumb ass paid for $60.
You gotta buy y'all something to eat.
$20 a plate, $15 to $20 a plate.
You got it.
That's more than that.
His bitch doing the lamb chops in the lobster.
He know what's going on.
Oh yeah, you spending the $50 a plate.
You spending $50 a plate? Oh, crazy.
Okay,
man.
So he okay, doing cool. $50.
We got one.
$50 a plate. So that's
that's all she thinking. We got
so,
one.
Boom. That's a $100 plus the hookah. That $160 plus the parking. You about $180. You
bro,
about $200.
Depends on how good of a night you want to have. Cause I ain't gonna count like the
way. And that just no, I'm saying that just on some chill
right.
Shit.
Right.
Bro, you gonna on some chill shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You spend it on $100.
And you had to buy your weed.
Facts.
And you had to put gas in it, motherfucker.
Thank God.
So if a bitch come to you and be like, "I just want $250 for the night," and she, you
if
know,
she,
what I'm
saying, some fine
and
shit.
She willing to, you know,
like,
she going, she's trying
really
to fuck with you for the night, like y'all in for the night.
If it's some shit. If it's some shit I really want to fuck with, like, you know what I'm saying?
You gonna go and pay the $250.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when you get the thing, like, damn, I take this hoe, I got.
Bro, that's
it. So hold on, let me get it right. What you asking now, like? You asking niggas if like they be like shit.
Instead of you taking
like,
that bitch
give
out.
$250 and we can just do that.
Yeah, she be like, just give me $250.
Just, fuck it.
Y'all in for the night.
Just wine and dime me and we see what happens.
Yeah, it's either wine and dime and see what happens or just go on and get straight to it by paying that fee.
If them my two options, yeah, I'm going with the fee. I ain't gonna lie.
I ain't gonna lie.
If them my two options, I'm going with the fee.
You going with the feet too?
I know I can make it happen with the wine and dine. Yeah, I ain't gonna care. I know I can make it happen with the wine and dine, but the fees just take out all the confusion. Like,
so,
shit, let's just go ahead. Like, if that's what I'm on, like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. If that's what I'm on,
yeah,
like, it don't even matter. Like,
yeah,
but you said,
I'm gonna take out. I'm trying to see.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you get shawty.
He doing both. He finna get a $250, then take out.
You get shawty $250. You get shawty $250, you mad at hell. Now she a pillow princess. Just sitting there.
You know what I'm saying?
Just take it.
But it's just some shit like.
Just taking it. But you wine and dine, you made her laugh. Now you making her want to fuck. Now she going crazy.
That's a fact, though.
But in some hoes, you can wine and dine some hoes, and they put that show on. But at the end of the night, that bitch going home.
Yeah.
This bitch.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
You thinking? I'm talking about like y'all went out and she kicking. You like she fucking with me. You kick down drink. You like divide that. I know I'm finna fuck this hoe. She like, how what you about to do? Like, what you mean? What I'm about to do? We fucking.
I like a little type. I ain't got to hit tonight. She fine as fuck.
You'll wait on it.
I ain't gonna say I'm gonna wait on nothing, but.
Niggas say.
The first night I ain't tripping for all people. You feel me? Like, because I ain't tripping about the paper, but I have a good time. She fine as hell.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, like, it's all about the vibe.
By that third night, I probably feel me like, come on, stop my body. Like, come on.
You gonna say that?
I'm trying to hit that.
You gonna be like, all
I'm
right.
I'm gonna push up. I ain't gonna say nothing, though. Oh, okay. She don't know what's going on.
Yeah, she
know. You feel right. About the third day, be real, man.
Bitches already damn, know so, they wanna fuck when
so
they
so they
see
gotta
them.
Do something in 3 days, like.
It ain't gotta
it, no, I know, no, 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 right. But what I'm saying, like, if these dates back to back, like.
Oh, you talking about 3 days
or like, might
in a row?
Be like, I took you out there week, next week type
that's
shit.
What I'm saying. She probably gonna kick you with right. This day, that day.
Okay. It gonna be a vibe, right.
So you saying, so, but you saying, but Doom, you talking about like. A random bitch, or is like a bitch you actually pursuing?
I'm talking
about
a bitch that you've been wanting to take down. Like, you've been there on the ground and shit. Like, y'all just stop playing. Goddamn. Man, when you gonna let me take you out? Type, like, you done seen her out or so. You like, man, what's up, man? I've been.
If she playing, I ain't gonna care. If she playing, like I'm gonna
pay for that.
If she playing like that, yeah, I'm definitely paying for that shit.
Yeah. Just go on and get it over with.
There you go. It's too much. You know what I'm saying?
She got to send y'all a receipt after that.
Like, hell no.
No receipts. Nigga, you telling on yourself.
Y'all need that for the taxes, man. I'm telling you.
Nah, she can
you need that for
back on the taxes.
Gotta get that back on the taxes.
That's crazy.
You got to.
Scoop, you going ahead and pay for that thing?
Yeah. Somebody, you finna do that right now.
Yo, he like this. Right. He like, shit,
they,
what the hell you at?
They caught on to us.
What the hell you at? Yeah, that's crazy.
That's all good, though.
It's all good, though. So y'all saying y'all wouldn't pay for it? You gonna take the bitch out?
Kent, you paying for it. I know YP paying for it. You paying for it? Oh.
What's the deal?
Dion, I know you paying for it.
For sure.
Tyrone, you paying for it?
Yeah, that's why I keep asking you that question, because it really depends on the situation. Everything like that situational, like.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, if you saying every bitch that I approach, you know what I'm saying?
Now, like, if you just met that bitch in the club that night, and you like, shit, y'all want to fuck with y'all, want to take you out. And she like, shit. And she just like, shit, you could just go and give me the 250 right now.
Ooh.
Hell no, they gonna turn me off.
Nah,
I'm getting turned off. I'm not gonna want to fuck no more.
He's somebody let go.
That's a wild nigga.
Show, cause I'm turned off. What the fuck?
That's scary.
Go ahead,
yeah.
Give me the 250, that, bitch. Hell no.
That's scary.
She telling you straight up, like she
that's
telling
the
you straight
red,
up, like
niggas be talking about.
She like, shit, you don't even gotta take me out. Just give me the 250 right now.
Nigga said she grown.
Jay Black, what you doing, Jay Black?
Y'all doing that to female, y'all pushing.
You ain't giving
the
250.
You expect
it. Then you like, baby, can't come down a little bit.
Doing the same thing.
Okay, cool.
You like, you
okay,
ain't got cool. No discount day or something? Like, what the hell? You ain't got no
Tuesday.
Yeah, like I can't catch you on Sunday evening after dinner or something. I got a little 125. I don't know about 250. I don't need you that long, baby. You did real right now. Like,
seven minutes.
Yeah, right now. Like, I don't need you that long. Like, damn. Shit, you pay a whole 250, you and that motherfucker for 10 minutes.
Now you mad.
Mad as hell.
Nigga,
and that's when your, and that when your money in, when you nut. That when your money in. She ain't going no further than
but
that.
But that why it,
it's a
it
lot
depends.
Of variables
like,
to the question. It's a lot of variables. It's a lot of variables
night,
to the
huh?
question.
Yeah, we're going to have to
talk
about
some water.
Yeah, we're going to have to fuck some
it's
more.
It's going to be right back.
Bro, we is going to have to fuck some more. Like,
y'all
going to
be in that motherfucker playing Uno and Spades and shit.
Man, we finna get out of line, right? Like, bitch, turn the TV on.
Yo,
what we doing?
We finna watch a new show.
I ain't finna go. Yeah,
watch a new show.
What you might got somebody else on show?
Y'all done paid $250. Now y'all holding these hoes hostage, man.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, hold the trap shut down. Ain't nobody else coming over here right now till I leave. Trap shut down. Tell them nigga turn your phone off, matter of fact.
Oh my
turn
fucking
that phone
God.
Off. Like, you tripping.
Oh, man.
I just paid $250 and I nutted in 10 minutes. Yeah, I got to pay, man. You got me fucked up.
Toxic masculinity, boy. It's my man. Hell nah.
She said, man, so yeah, well, so what you about to do? Fuck again? What? That dick get hard again. Yep. I'm finna go get some water right quick. I'm finna roll up right fast. Matter of fact, you smoke? You smoke? Turn the TV on or something. Like,
coming back. Hey, give it a minute.
Hold on. Let me get
it. Coming back, bitch, boy.
I was overwhelmed a little bit right there. You had to caught me off guard. I ain't even know that was finna happen that quick. Talking about some, yeah, just give me the $250. Nigga like, I guess we can. Like, where we going? To your spot of mine? Like,
oh, my fucking God, boy.
Yeah.
Funny. So speaking on that, like, so even like when you out on a date with a girl, like, what's y'all biggest fear? Man, mm-hmm. I know you sent me that. What's y'all biggest fear when you on a date with somebody? Like, her getting you into some shit that you ain't trying to get into. Sure. Like,
definitely getting
her goddamn
up.
Skipping out, like, stink breath. Like, what's your biggest fear on a date?
Yeah, getting me fucked up, like.
Yeah, on stuff like that.
It can be getting, like, set up or. Any type of bad thing like that, like getting me locked up, like I done beat a nigga up because you was talking crazy and now I'm going to jail. Like,
right.
I'm like, man, I can't fuck with this bitch, man. Oh, I knew I should never be there.
Nah, this is a specific example, but it ain't never happened to me, though. But, like, say you on a date. I'm dead ass. Like, say you on a date.
It ain't never happened to me. I'm talking about my friend.
Nah, say you on a date with somebody and you really fucking with that person. But you got somebody else that think that y'all fuck with each other type shit and they pop up. Like, or they just happen to be at the same spot.
They
like,
think that y'all fuck each other.
That's a fear, huh?
Yeah, that shit. Yeah.
You talking about some stalking shit, or you talking about
somebody that you just happen to
somebody that's really you fucking
see,
on?
See,
but
I was gonna say
tight
that
shit, tight shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody
that's what
you,
I was gonna say.
I mean,
like,
it'd be easy for a bitch to mistake that if you, you know what I'm saying? If you have a thin line, you gotta let that be known.
But shit,
we not on that. What the hell is you doing here? The fuck? I thought we just fucked a couple times. What you talking about?
Right. But shit, even if
you ruining my dating shit.
But even if you got down with Shawty, a nigga come out and you like, who the fuck is this nigga? All hugging her by the waist, picking up, and she be like, oh, that's crazy. Like, you allow that? You say you gonna what?
You just gotta charge that.
You allow
that
to happen?
You gotta charge that.
You gotta charge that to the game. That's
charge
over with.
To the game.
If y'all over with on the date.
If y'all still, if y'all still getting to know each other,
a nigga. Oh man, I don't give a damn.
You said charge
that
to the game.
You shouldn't even let that happen.
Hold on, Dunn. Let me pick you up. Hold on, Dunn.
Please.
Hold on. You said charge that to the game, what, nigga?
You on a date? He run into the nigga arms and shit. Jump into the nigga arms. He's about,
you with your hoe, and he pick your hoe up by the,
I'm saying, that's your,
by
that's
the hip.
This your girl, or this somebody you dating to get to know.
Bro,
type
I don't give a fuck what we on, bro. Like, bitch, you here with me. Right, hey, you better shake that nigga hand or side hug that nigga. What the fuck?
You better not even get out the motherfucking chair at the table, man. Hey.
So what y'all? Oh, y'all saying y'all gonna check her? Like, y'all gonna check her? I'm saying y'all.
Nah, we ain't checking nothing. It's
just
over with.
I ain't gonna push up on a nigga for hugging his hoe. Cause clearly that's his that's bitch. Like, shit, I'm with his bitch.
That's what I was getting.
Baby,
to.
I should be worried.
I was saying like, I'm gonna just charge the game. Oh,
right.
This nigga about to push up on me. He like, shit, bro. Who you with?
I might be mad about that shit, but I'm not gonna react.
So what you doing? Nigga walk up like, who you with?
Oh nah,
this your little brother.
I'm gonna press the issue. Like, what the fuck you mean? Who am I? Cause if we out on a date and you just walk up, like, you know what I'm saying? Hell nah. Like, nigga, who is you? That type shit. Like, I'm not finna.
Dude, that's all I'm gonna do. Man, bitch, you better get that. Get your man.
Get your man. No,
I ain't even talking to bro. Like, talk to him, man. He finna get his ass beat over here. I don't know. I mean, play with me to my who you is.
Yeah, that's definitely a fear.
I'm the new nigga. Obviously, like, what the fuck, nigga? You don't keep it pushing? You don't see us out? I tell the bitch, like, you need to get your niggas in check.
You need to tell them to hold that.
Bro, you know I
know you know, tell
you
her hold that.
You know who I am, bro. I'm a real pimp.
What about got the
I'm a real pimp.
Y'all ever had, like, a girl leave out on y'all middle of the goddamn motherfucking day? Like, oh, I gotta go help my friend. Like, escape on y'all ass. Y'all ever been in fear of that?
In fear?
Like, yeah.
I mean, hell nah. I don't think.
That ain't never happened.
Nah, I'm real easy to get along with. So, like, I feel like if I'm going on a date with somebody, like, it ain't gonna get to that point. If it get to a point where she ain't trying to beat it, I feel like she's just gonna, you know what I'm saying, divide.
You gonna catch it, right?
Yeah.
A lot of niggas say they catch the vibe. Not even you, just different. A lot of niggas say they catch vibes and don't be catching the vibe. Like,
nah, hell nah.
You like, you too strong. You can tell she not fucking with you.
Yeah.
Not you, but just in general.
Like, I'm joking at
you. Gotta keep bringing
that.
Not
joking
you.
Joking at niggas. So right. if I keep making jokes and I see you not really laughing or like not really
getting that,
I'm
right.
gonna just go ahead and just shut the fuck up. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You say bitch ain't laughing at my jokes.
Damn.
I'm quiet.
I might be the type of nigga like, damn, yeah, right, you good? Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I ain't gonna keep making jokes.
Nah,
though, like.
I've seen it. You know, I had said some 6 times. You ain't even respond.
Now that last one was funny. You know?
I said some funny shit. Like, wait, what's up? The vibe good? You good? Like, what we need to do? And she just be like, you need to shut the fuck up tonight. But I ain't even no talking nigga like that, unless I know you. Like, if we already done, you gotta really. Like, off rip, you know, we can have a conversation,
yeah.
But I ain't, like, saying too much. But another thing about conversation, bro, females always try to put it on us that don't have a conversation. Bitches don't be having nothing to talk about, for real.
Really?
They just put it out there, bro, really. Like, really, like, bitches hit you with a, yep. Like,
or maybe y'all just
not even on she not feeling like she feeling like bitches really don't be having conversation. Like,
but what if you not you, but what if niggas ain't bringing it out of them? Like, you asking basic ass question, bitch only can answer yes, no,
like what the fuck you want me to ask? I might be asking something for you to lead it to the other part of the conversation.
Like, you sit,
that's how
up.
We converse, ho.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's how.
Like, what the hell?
That's a
you yeah. play off what I said. They bitch are like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, shit, yeah, all right, okay, yeah. Like, you ain't got nothing else to say to that. Like, I'm thinking she finna come back with an opinion, a thought, or something. Like,
yeah,
right. She's like, yeah.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Y'all, so y'all great conversationalists then, like, y'all.
I ain't gonna sound the best, but I can find like, some shit to talk about, though.
Like, right.
Oh, for sure. I'll find some shit to talk about that.
Yeah,
I ain't
gonna
sound the best, though. Like,
I just got told recently I be on my phone a lot during dates. So, y'all be on y'all phone during dates?
Hey, yeah.
I try my best to stay out that phone.
I can't stay out my phone.
Something about that phone. Something about that phone, like, it's automatically a, like, soon you pick that phone, it's,
But you going to do that when you, like, with a woman you just, it's like y'all first date, you going to be on your phone?
Nah, I'm saying in any day. I don't give a fuck what day it is. It could
be,
y'all could be 30 years in. When you pull that phone out, like, god damn, like, you
but
don't
I'm
even
saying,
know
though,
who
you
this
ain't
is.
You ain't never been on a date and seen some shit on Twitter, showed a bit, and that started the conversation.
I mean, yeah.
But
she was like, this nigga boring, girl. He had to go to Twitter for a conversation. Like, this nigga all on Twitter for a conversation. Like, this nigga boring as hell, girl. But, I mean, he was cool, I guess. He paid for the meal, though. Oh, it ended up. Like, he paid for the meal, though.
Yeah.
Like, it was on him.
It was on him.
And he let me get the big girl plate, too. Like, he let me get lobster and a lamb chop. That little bro right there.
Yeah. I don't do it all.
Yeah, little bro, he ain't bullshit.
Ain't bullshit. But you got to make pussy expensive again, shit.
Ooh-wee.
Boy, you know he paying it, too.
Okay. Make pussy expensive again,
he might just get him.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
So I got 250.
So you
want
fucking with the $40
away? Let's just go ahead.
You want fucking with the $40 away?
Like, it made me feel better to know you feel like that shit worse.
Yeah.
You just getting that shit in.
You like, shit, that whole shit 250, that pussy gotta be good.
That shit, no, you know who that is. Like, you feel me?
Yeah, that mean $40, that mean that pussy.
That weed pussy.
What's the difference between
that pussy like drugs?
And you know what I'm saying? Doing all that extra shit. And I just pay for this. What's the difference? You already spend that shit regardless.
Right, yeah, but it ain't transactional. Like, to me, specifically.
It's
just not
transactional.
Nah, it's not transactional.
Once you pull your card out
bro,
and pay
because,
for
that
shit.
Because she, like
you
said, you can take
on
a date and she can not fuck. Like, it don't seem as transactional. Like,
exactly.
I'm going to pay you for this service.
I took you on
I'm doing all this for you. Yeah, we're going to fuck because we vibing, you fucking with me. Not because I literally gave you this money for this service. Like, you can give a nigga an invoice off that shit. Like, give a nigga an invoice. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's not guaranteed, though.
That's all I'm saying.
So put it like this.
Nah.
Put it like this.
I ain't going to say it like that, but man, we ain't going to do all this day shit.
Right.
I'm trying to hit that shit.
Right,
yeah,
but what I'm saying,
like,
but if you're trying to hit, she
that's
should
That's why I say, little bro, date stands for dick at the end. Bitch, you already know. Once we go out of shit, you getting fucked tonight.
Like, if I'm taking you, I ain't gonna talk about that. If I'm taking you on that date, I like you. So, dude, that's a whole.
Right. What I'm, that's right. What it is. Like.
But it could be, you could just take her out that first time because you trying to fuck or you trying to get.
But me.
But to skip that whole process because you really, you want to fuck the bitch. As soon as you see her, they're going to pay.
Nah, I just want to fuck if you want to fuck. If you talking about pay.
He's right. I just want to fuck if you want to fuck.
If you want to fuck, that's cool. But if you say pay amount, I'm personally
sure. I mean, like, she do want to fuck, but it's like,
yeah, what you skipping
the
for?
You skipping the line. You skipping the process.
Hell nah.
You skipping the process because some niggas
so
feel
you gotta
like,
pay for
some
that.
Niggas feel like it's an investment. I'm going
to
pay.
Like,
listen, I'm going
to. Early haircut, you got to pay $50.
Type shit. Like, some hell niggas feel like I'm going to pay for the pussy. I'm going to fuck this shit. I'm going to fuck this hoe so good, whatever, whatever.
She going
to want to fuck with a nigga then, like.
Would that be a dump?
She going to want to fuck. Man, they never know, but them hoes start doing all type of shit. Like, after you fuck her one time, she got down. She calling you, like, what you doing today? Oh, you ate today? Like, she trying to see what you're doing. Like, she started I might send you your money back. She done bought you some shoes or something.
Oh, you get refunded, right.
You done got your investment. It's just all about that initial fuck, but you got to go in and get there.
Right.
See, the date, you might be boring. She really see your personality now. She like, I don't even want to get him to pussy no more.
Now I'm speaking for me. I know.
Like, you know some dates done went bad. Like, you done been out with a bitch. It's your first time. Everything cool. And then the bitch done popped up out the blue like, oh, like, and she like, oh, who was that? Like, threw the whole vibe off.
Right.
Now she's just like, yeah, I don't even want to fuck with you no more. After the date, you ain't hearing from the bitch no more. She ain't responding. It's over with.
And you spent your $250.
And you done spent your $250.
Oh, God.
You like, damn.
That,
like,
but you could have used that for her.
You had to get some more weed at the date because you think
Yeah, you had to get some more weed after the
so
date.
So more than $250.
Yeah, you probably spent more than $250.
That's crazy. Hey, man.
And you probably had to get some pussy that night, so you drove to your guaranteed pussy house. Yeah. Then you got to put some more gas in your car. And you had to bring this bitch on to eat because she was hungry.
Oh, God.
Because you got to, you can't.
Got domino effect.
You got to fuck. You can't go home like that. Like, damn. Like, hey, I didn't hold up. Went home. See somebody. So what you about to do? I thought we would. we ain't doing that. Like, we ain't going nowhere together. Like.
I thought it was what we finna do.
And don't let it be a bitch that like to go to the clubs and shit. Like, you done went to the hookah spot. Now she like, oh, what we finna hit?
Yeah, I forgot I'll be club hopping and shit.
Then you go to the club. Then that bitch want to go to the after hour
club.
Spot.
You club hopping,
you like, God damn, this bitch be outside for real. You done went to the hookah. You done went to the club and the after hour spot. You like, what the fuck? I done spent $2,000 with this hoe.
You know, bruh, you green.
You go hit after that. Like,
nah.
Man, this over to go home and go to sleep. Y'all been drinking since 6
she
o'clock.
Gotta work. She got
to
work.
Coming home and going to sleep.
Bro, y'all been drinking work. Since 6 o'clock. It's 4:05 in the morning now.
Nah, she coming home and going
to sleep. She got to work.
You going to hit in the morning.
Okay, cool.
Oh, you got to see it through.
But you got to see it through.
He said, I got to hit in the morning. He said, I'm going to hit in the morning. Yeah, like, what? So, shit, what you doing today? See, what we doing today? I invested last night. It's on you. Yeah.
Hey. You going to make me lay. You might get it like that. You feel me? It's the morning time. You just spent that chicken on.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't go to no.
She thinking about the night.
Marinated overnight.
You can't go to no club and no after hour spot.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't go to no club and no after hour spot with no bitch. That shit over with. Yeah, I know. I can tell by the stories you done told. I know what you be on. LeBro keep pimping for sure. I salute it. True to it, not new to it. Uh-huh. I know what's going on.
But we're going to get into our Air Hustling segment of the podcast. Basically, what we're going to have you tell a story, like I told you, any random story. We done had plenty of stories. Goddamn, first fights, first time they snuck out the house, worst sneaky link. Goddamn, I think somebody told the time they won a spelling bee. Just all type of shit.
So,
I won a spelling
bee. Go ahead and get it. Let me know when you're ready, my boy.
All right, so.
Speak niggas, a little louder, too.
Niggas was goddamn at his kickback and was at the Airbnb and shit.
Where at? We're going to walk you
that
through
that shit was in Ellenwood.
Ellenwood?
Yeah.
Ellenwood area. But
nah, so like it was an Airbnb and they could smoke inside, so the whole party was down there outside and shit.
Yeah.
And like y'all ever seen a house?
I hate parties like that. We should have just been outside. The fuck we rent the Airbnb for?
Y'all ever seen like a spot where like you coming down the street and it's the yard first and then you got the house type shit? Like so, niggas was parked in the yard and shit, but they was getting complaints about folks parking in other folks like
yard basically. Right.
So nigga, we standing outside smoking. Nigga walk up and you know what I'm saying to where me and my partner standing at. He like shit, y'all need to go check if y'all car got down in the wrong spot because they finna call 12.
And is y'all hosting or you just at the party?
Nah, I was just at the party.
Okay.
Nigga got down, walked up to the car, but we had been parked right type shit. You know what I'm saying? So nigga like, bro, we just made this long ass walk. Might as well sit in the car and smoke. Ain't nowhere to, you know what I'm saying, sit down there. We smoking. 12 pull up because they got a noise complaint and shit. My partner and I'm in the back seat.
How long was y'all in there smoking before they pulled
probably
up?
Like 15 minutes. It wasn't that long. Like we had already, our blunts was already rolled. We just was standing outside. We just walked up to the car and was like, shit, fuck it. So we in that bitch smoking. 12 pull up, two car deep. First car pull in and my partner get the panicking and shit in the driver's seat. Like he get the, but it's a reason behind this shit though. But I ain't gonna put him out there like that. But he get the panic in this shit. And I'm telling this nigga like, bruh, just wait. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, it's obviously finna be another car pull up. Just wait. We can pull up. It's a one way street. So if both cars pass us, nigga, and we pull off, nigga, there ain't nothing they can do.
Right.
This nigga got now, nigga, the second officer pull up. His back wheel is at our back wheel. I say that to say that's how far, you know what I'm saying, ahead he was. Past us.
Yeah.
This nigga turn on the car.
Why he like really he not past y'all, but he right there. Yet,
but
he going past. Yeah.
He turned the car on?
My partner turned the car on. The lights, look, I'm telling this nigga.
It don't look
like
nobody in that motherfucker.
Yes. The first officer rolled past us. So I'm telling this nigga, like, bro, we're good, nigga. Like, just wait for the second one.
They going
to the party. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, second car pull up, he turned the car on. That nigga backed up so fast. The officer.
Yeah.
Nigga. Shit got crazy.
Watch out, roll the window down.
He opened the door.
He opened your door?
Yeah. Cause my partner, he was in the driver's seat, he had a gun on him. So when he did let down the window, they got the tripping and shit. Like, oh, God, you know what I'm saying? It was crazy. And what's so crazy is they pulled up.
Who are you hanging with? Amateur.
Yeah, Brad.
You don't do that in no hot box. Boy, we got shit on
hot
box.
It wasn't, oh, nah.
Nah, you hot boxing.
But nah, what's so crazy is they pulled up for the goddamn the noise complaint and shit.
Right.
Didn't even shut the party down.
Yeah.
They just locked us up. So basically they were just coming to lock somebody up.
Right. Yeah. They got their lit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He made the spot hot when he did that for sure. He was just supposed to sit still.
You had to wait.
I still would have been smoking the blunt.
Right.
They would have rolled past. As soon as they got up there where the house at, we would have pulled out. It had a little bit of tint.
It wasn't like, you know what I'm saying? You couldn't see through that bit. But nigga, it's nighttime. Like, it's 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. They
got a destination.
Facts. Nigga, they going to the party. We already knew this, though. We already knew this walking up to the car. You know what I'm saying? 12 is going to pull up. This nigga turn on the car. I'm like, bruh, I was mad as fuck.
I would have been mad as fuck, too. A nigga just got me locked up. For then, some weed.
A waste of arrest.
We was in that bit. Me and bro was in that bit like, man. We get out of that bit, bro. I ain't never smoking again, bro. Like,
both of y'all was saying that.
Yeah. I got right out. Hit up these niggas like, bro. Nigga need a session. Like.
Yeah. I would have never said that.
One of them predicament where you be like, God, if you let me out of this, I'd never do it again.
Cause I
never smoke again.
Cause I ain't gonna care. I knew what was going on. Like, I knew it wasn't nothing that niggas finna go down the road for. So yeah. I was just like waiting the couple days that we was in. I'm just like, shit, I'm waiting. You know what I'm saying? We already had the, you know what I'm saying, bond and shit.
America.
I'm just waiting for the shit to go through.
Waiting for it to happen, right?
So I'm like, I'm already for a gram.
Huh?
You go down the road for a gram in America. You just never know. These country ass cops.
For sure.
That's crazy.
But nah, this.
How long ago that was?
That was
that's
like
a crazy story though, because bro,
about 2 years old.
I done been in so many situations where some shit like the police pulled up type shit.
Nigga, me too though. That's what I'm saying. Like, nigga, I know what to do. That's why I was mad, cause I'm like, bro, I'm telling you what to do, nigga. Just keep the car off until they ride past. He like, bro, I don't know, bro. Like, and I knew he was gonna turn the car on too, cause he kept telling when I'm telling this nigga, he like, bro, I don't know, bro. I think we should go ahead and leave.
Bro, let me tell you how we started smoking in the house. So when I was in like, this really after I had just graduated type shit, we started smoking in the house because one day we in the goddamn back of my apartment in my cousin's car. Niggas hotboxing that motherfucker. Nigga 12 just come out the blue, like from the other side of the apartments, flashing they flashlights and shit. So niggas like, bro, they're 12. So nigga might goddamn reverse back, get out of there, go to the front. Man, 12 just come out of nowhere, flood that bitch like a whole bunch of officers. But the nigga just hopped out the car and like ran up my steps type shit. Nigga being on my door to get in the house. But 12 like, nah, stand right there. Ooh, 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 stand still. So something had done happened in the area, mm-hmm. like a robbery or something. We stayed in Tetwood right by Georgia Tech. So a student had done got robbed or something. So they like at the bottom of my apartment is looking for whoever they looking for.
Yeah.
Man, bro, my folks might got there. My mama might come outside like, no, they been here. They stay right here. They all stay right here. They like, all them stay right here. She like, they all stay right here, like six of us. So goddamn, you know, so it might be the nigga officer guessing, he like the neighborhood bully. He the police officer. I ain't gonna say bully because he was a good dude to me. He was a good dude. But he just one of the APD cops that stayed in the neighborhood. You know, he talked to my mama and shit. She like, yeah, ain't nobody right here dead, man. They all been right here the whole time. And the shit was just crazy because them folk like came like 15 deep. Nigga didn't even see them folk. But
yeah.
Ever since then, that's how we started smoking in the house. I was like, are we smoking in the house? She was like, yeah, y'all just go upstairs in your room and just, I'm like, for real? So, shit, roll up some hoe. Like, roll some hoe, goddamn. Like, my nigga was smoking so many blunts in that motherfucker. Nigga fall asleep in that bitch.
She trill for that.
Yeah, that shit was funny as hell. I was like, bro, 12 just be hot around that motherfucker, boy. Like, damn bullshit. Now, when you gonna tell an hustling story?
I done told plenty.
You have not told plenty.
I definitely
you
told plenty. Told like four. Two. I told four.
Bro, we done had 108 episodes.
I know. But this segment new. Four, it's not even a new segment, bro, crazy man. I mean, this is a new segment.
How long we been here, Jay Black?
And this shit haven't been going on for a year, bro. I can tell you the exact episode it started.
When it started? In episode 80s?
Like
70-something.
Nah, hell nah. It started with fucking Cognac Confessions. So whenever
episode
they first came,
80.
Yeah.
So
and
20,
I definitely told at
so
least 28 four.
Stories out of four.
Four.
I mean, four stories out of 28.
Yeah. Hey man, we got what we got. That's what we got guests for.
It's about I told plenty.
That's plenty to me.
It's alright, bro. You don't want to know me. Who you are for real. He don't be want to tell the real. You got to follow his brother on the ground. He be posting the videos when Dunn was in the rap group and shit.
That was me posting him.
Oh, no. Nah, y'all was the actors. Y'all was actors when y'all were.
Oh, right.
Shoot them. They skits and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Niggaville, man. The whole fam, man. Kent, man. YP, man. Y'all should start that back up. It might be something funny. Nah. It might be something funny. Oh, y'all too cool with them.
Nah, it just ain't the way for it no more.
That's when YouTube first started.
For real.
You do look like that nigga Delano.
I don't know who that is. Somebody laughed. Y'all know who that is? That was Scoop, man. He don't even know who it is. Just laughing.
Don't make him start now. You better relax before you heat up on your ass.
Man, go ahead and shout out what the hell they can find you, the playlist and everything, my boy.
Oh, yeah, you can Ear the Streets on IG, like I said, at one Ear the Streets.
Spell it for me.
The number one, EARTHESTREETS.
Yeah, some of our listeners can't spell.
For sure. But, yeah, I be dropping the playlist on Apple Music, so whenever it drop, I just post it around and yeah, y'all can tap in with Ear the Streets. Episodes dropping. I be trying to get on every week, but, you know, my cameraman getting better with the editing, so he be taking a little longer nowadays. But right. It's consistent.
Right. That's all right.
It's all it takes, man. Staying consistent, man.
For sure. And then Air Hustler 404 on Air to the Street. Shout out to him. Big Doom, Don Draper. There ain't no fuck going on. We out.
For the rest. Pussy, I know a cat. I'm sippin' on Serta Act. He said it.